I was interesting. I just listened to the clip you played, and what was interesting is he said, we were the first to sign on the MOU with the FBI. That would indicate to me that there were others on that MOU other than the FBI and the governor. I've requested a copy of the MOU. I'm waiting to see that.
Now, for everybody, let me explain. MOU is Memorandum of Understanding, but go ahead.
Yes, yeah, so if there's a Memorandum of Understanding, and the governor just said, well, that's the first time I've heard it, that he was the first to sign, the state was, that would indicate to me that maybe, you know, DEA and maybe, you know, others like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Marshals, other people like that may actually be involved in this. It may be much broader than what he's letting on.
When you hear the governor say, though, that they initiated this relationship and he has put in place a situation where there have been 102, if you include the 13 that we're talking about now, corrections officers either fired or had to resign because of his work, and then prisoner on correction officer violence is down, prisoner on prisoner violence is down. What do you say to those numbers?
Well, first they came before our committee, and we were asking about, you know, how many guards have, if the phones were coming in, how many are being punished? How many, they didn't have any numbers to give us of how many are being fired, transferred, or punished. Now, I would think that since the Black Willow family was, at least according to Tavon's statements that were in the indictment, pretty much nobody got assaulted or hit without his permission, that, and many of the guards now turn out to be members of the gang, well, I would expect that they wouldn't attack their own members and that the National Guard probably are tailed.
Why would you attack someone bringing in seafood and Grey Goose to you?
Don't hand him, you might spill the white powder. and then some of the others that get me is the argument that somehow now it is they're cutting down the attacks on the guards or on the other prisoners. Well, Maryland right now is at the highest rate of deaths in our prison that we've been since 2009. We're averaging one death per month. Over the last 7 months, one prisoner has been murdered in our prisons, and it's an epidemic. So how can it be safer if you're actually at the highest level since 2009 in murders in our prisons?
What do you and other legislators, Delegate Smigel, what do you want? I know what I want as a taxpayer, but considering all that's come to light now, and there are even suspicions of other corrections institutions with the same problems as BCDC, what do you want?
Well, I want the easy things done first. And the easiest thing, according to the indictment that was handed down, was take the people who are working the metal detectors when the guards come into the jail and make them a separate entity. Make them either state police or make them a private entity so that they're not fellow correctional officers or even, as the indictment indicates, sometimes members of the gang are working the metal detectors while other members of the gang are coming through as correctional officers with the whatever the paraphernalia is that's being smuggled in the jail. That would be a very easy, quick correction that would take care of this. And then maybe focus on the time when you're actually switching shifts. And that's the big time when people get in and out without being inspected. The things that came out of the report showed that if you came late, well, you were just waved in. Well, if you come late, maybe you ought to get a more intensive search.
Right.
That'll get people there on time. Maybe they ought to take off their shoes and actually do an intensive search. And if you make an example of the guards that were there, this is something the state of Maryland could have very easily and should have handled. It's an embarrassment that we have to go to the federal government and say, take over our prisons and clean them up for us because we can't handle the job. I don't think it's a saving grace that the governor says, well, we initiated this. It's an admission that you were unable to have your administration handle a function that the taxpayers expect to be taken care of.
Why not let the feds run it? If that's the case, why not let the feds run the prison?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not?
Delegate Michaels, go ahead.
Bring the National Guard in. Bring the National Guard in for 90 days. Get rid of the leadership of the Black Gorilla family. Spread them out throughout the state. Don't, you know, disperse the leadership. Bring the National Guard in for 90 days, and you'll have a nice, clean prison in 90 days from now, and then bring in guards who aren't carrying his baby or don't have their name tattooed on his neck.
And wrist. You left the wrist out. Delegate Mike Smigel, I truly appreciate your time. We're going to talk more next week about this.